Tape number 562, September 13th, 1982. When I saw the Princess Borghese's name and the anti-Semitism that went into the car crash is simply organized, he knew what he was doing, attack against Mary Martin and Janet Gaynor in the Bay Area, and the surfacing of these weird circumstances, the racist death of Calvin Simmons and the operation still going, I thought it was timely to get back to the Tarbert document and the Kennedy conspiracy, because many new listeners do not have this information. Those who subscribe the tape, there's new subscribers all the time. Some of you have it. And many of the old listeners have the material, but I think it was broadcast 270 when I went into some of this in great length, and we're back at 562, so you see how long ago that was. The Wall Street Journal, not making any connections to these operations, of course, said, Greece blocks the sale of a casino to an American, September the 7th, 1982. The Greek National Tourist Organization blocked the sale of a casino near Athens to Clifford Jones, an American investor. And he's written up by David Copeland and the men who put together the Torbett document on Permandex Operation, Clifford Jones and his connections to the crime syndicate and Lyndon Johnson and the assassination teams. The article says the Greek newspaper reported that Mr. Jones had bought all the shares of the Attica Hotel, Teleferik and Casino Company last month for a total of $6 million. You see, here's Andreas Papandreou wanting to make changes in Greece and finally getting elected after they got the military junta out. And here's a member of Permandex and the International Assassination Squad coming up with $16 million to buy all the shares of a hotel in Greece. The agency's secretary general said the share transfer is illegal and invalid. It's a direct violation of the casino agreements in Greece, and they turn them down. Mr. Jones, according to the Wall Street Journal, has small interest in 70 casinos throughout the world. He had interest in Cuba before the Castro government took over the country. You bet he did, with Mr. Batista and E. Howard Hunt and Frank Sturgis and the whole Carlos Prio Siqueiros and the whole team around Lyndon Johnson. He was close to them. He was part of Permandex. He's described in the books. So while the Princess Borghese is in New York, Mr. Clifford Jones is in Greece, still operating $6 million for a particular hotel and casino and 70 other casinos around the world. Now, the casinos help fund the fascist organizations because they, through drug running, which is the largest industry in the United States, you can buy arms, weapons, newspapers, business fronts, and so forth. You put them in offshore banking, you hide where they are, and you keep the operation feeding and going until you arm the whole world and have set up these various business fronts. I'd love to know the 70 casinos that Clifford Jones has a piece in, and then you'd know another 70-city network of Martin Bormann and William Buckley and the CIA dummy fronts, because, as I say, they are part of the fascist organization. There is no organized crime as such in the Soviet Union or China. The purpose of these communist countries is to get people into production and be productive, and the crime syndicate does not work in communist countries, and that's one reason the crime syndicate is so violently anti-communist, because they need a place to sell their drugs. If you bought the Forbes article this month of the 400 richest, it includes Meyer Lansky and Robert Vesco. I might have mentioned it before, and I think I could mention it every week. But I bet out of the 400, there's at least 25% or 50% of those people who use the crime syndicate network also in order to make the 400 Club. Just as I mentioned Daniel Ludwig, who was number one in the Forbes, and then in the Wall Street Journal is named as having an airstrip with the narcotics from Southeast Asia, flies from his airstrip owned by him and Pat Boone. So in order to be the richest man of America, you simply can't make it with oil tankers or forests. You have to be also on the dope dealing angle of bringing in the drugs. So maybe all 400 have a piece, but drugs are important, and these 70 casinos of Mr. Jones, I'm sure, are important. Incidentally, before I get too far into the casinos or the Kennedy conspiracy, to give a resume again on the people in Italy and in the United States who not only were involved in killing Kennedy almost 20 years ago, but who were hiding their asses, who are in the news today, I do want to mention that among other names in Clay Shaw's notebook was a man named Raymond Paris from Manchester, New Hampshire. I called there yesterday on the fluke that Mr. Paris was there or even still alive, because this notebook was in 1967, 163 Seneca Lane. There was no Roland Paris there, but at this time, Clay Shaw worked for the CIA, he had worked with the OSS, and was on the board of directors of these two corporations in Italy at the time that Jim Garrison arrested him. The reason I was interested in the Manchester, New Hampshire location was because in the Washington Post article of March the 2nd, 1975, it says that when Fritz Kramer came to the United States to recruit Henry Kissinger and later represent the monarchies in the Pentagon and the fascist organizations that are also cover all of these institutions in Rome and in Germany, the highest level of Mussolini and Hitler's entourage. When Fritz Kramer came to this country, he first went to New Hampshire. He headed to New England, to New Hampshire, and he stayed there and then went down to Washington, D.C. Mr. Kramer went to Washington to do research at the Library of Congress, then was put in Army Intelligence in 1943 and recruited Henry Kissinger and then took him back to Germany, and I talked about what happened after that many times. But in the notebook of Clay Shaw, with the international network of European and worldwide Nazi fronts and organizations, is a particular reference to a man in New Hampshire, and also in the Fritz Kramer article, the first place that Kramer went was New Hampshire. Now, rereading the Kennedy conspiracy, and you can go over it all the time for new information, I also learned, David Emery called me, look up the name William Grace, because J. Peter Grace has been given an appointment by Ronald Reagan to cut our domestic spending, and he's the business partner of Otto Ambrose from I.G. Farben with genocide, slave labor, mass assassinations. When George de Morangis came from Europe to South America, to the United States, he was the close associate of William Grace. The father of J. Peter Grace and George de Morangis, of course, was also a Nazi. So what you get is a Nazi from the era of the Kennedy assassination involved with Lee and Marina Oswald, getting them jobs, housing, locations, framing him for having had a rifle that killed the president that nobody ever saw in Lee Harvey Oswald at any single time. George de Morangis was working with Mr. Grace. They're members of the Vatican, Sovereign Military Order of Malta, and he was familiar with well-trained South American spies in Mexico, Central America, Europe, South America, and de Morangis made the route of Central, South America, Mexico, and so forth. And in the book, The Kennedy Conspiracy, Flamone refers to the Roman Catholic Church became a spy system, and they refer again to a book, Danger on the Right, published in 1964, the year after Kennedy was killed. And many of the people in that book, incidentally, are and were involved in the Kennedy assassination. But this book says the Roman Catholic Church would be perfect for a spy system through the priest, because the priest's first loyalty was always to the Vatican. The Vatican wanted a job done. Now, the story of the network from Rome to Johannesburg and Israel and Montreal and New Orleans and Dallas, the assassination teams broke when Jim Garrison arrested Clay Shaw in New Orleans. And then the Italian newspaper, Pace of Sera, is quoted in this particular book, The Kennedy Conspiracy, March the 4th, 1967, on different dates. The Italian newspapers began stories on Clay Shaw after Jim Garrison arrested him. So while Jim Garrison didn't get much headway with the arrest of Clay Shaw, the day after he arrested him in New Orleans for the role in killing John Kennedy, or for some part of it, David Ferry, a primary witness, was murdered with a karate chop. So, and many other things happened at Jim Garrison's trial. That's another story. But the newspaper in Italy, Paese Sera, in 1967, explained that there were organizations set up in Rome that at that time, in 1967, were very mysterious. But 1970, they were clarified by Bill Boxley and David Copeland. But in 1967, this is what they had to say about Clay Shaw. They said that in 1959, the Società Italo-Americana was formed in Italy. Mr. George Mandel, his name is Giorgio Mantello, from Hungary, set it up, and the purpose, allegedly the purpose, then was for industry and commerce, although they weren't involved with industry or commerce, and later it turned out they were set up to have assassination teams go all over the world to kill the people that they believed stood in their way for oil companies or for fascism in some way or the other. Now, Richard Nixon was selected. He was vice president under Eisenhower. He was selected to be the president in 1960. John Kennedy won the election. But by 1959, the assassination teams and the potential, in case anybody won against Richard Nixon, and already Ronald Reagan was being groomed, and heads of states all over the world were following and have fallen continuously. By 1959, this group was set up in Rome and with the cover of Industry and Commerce. November 14, 1959, they created what they called the Italo-American Hotel Corporation. Well, you see, Clifford Jones, you know, 20 years later, this was in 1967, they were talking about it, he's got $6 million to buy a hotel in Athens. He has a piece in 70 casinos. They were to set up what they called a hotel corporation in 1959. In 1960 is when Robert Mayhew was working with the FBI, the CIA, setting assassination teams with John Rosselli, Sam Giacano, Santo Trafficante, with Sheffield Edwards and William Harvey of the CIA under the guise of the Hughes Organization, because it was a privately owned corporation like Daniel Ludwig or the Bechtel Corporation. They were private corporations so that they could set up the hit teams that were involved in these murders. If they were supposed to get Castro, that's the only one they missed, but they seem to have gotten everyone else. So in 1967, the organization formed 6 years earlier was exposed in the Rome newspapers. It was established in Rome called the Centro Mondiale Commerciale, the CMC. In 1959 was the Società Italia Americana. And then the Centro Mondiale Commerciale was set up in 1961 when John Kennedy had already become president. And on the board of directors of both the institutions, formed in 1959 and in 1961, was Clay Shaw from the OSS, who worked with Alan Dulles, Wild Bill Donovan, Reinhard Galen, William Casey, Maxwell Taylor. He was from the OSS, became the CIA, and Mr. Bloomfield, an attorney from Montreal. Now, they were on the board of directors of both organizations. Clay Shaw from the OSS worked with Dulles, worked with Wild Bill Donovan, worked with the Italian fascists, putting in the military right in Europe, setting up the hit teams. And George Mandel created the other society in 1959, but the common denominator between these two was Mr. Bloomfield and Clay Shaw. Now, the banks they used to set it up, and later they could spread it then out to banks all over the world, Banco Nazionale del Lavoro, it looks like Nazi, N-A-Z-I-O-N-A-L-E, in Italy, the Banco Estal Baduce in Switzerland, the Miami Estal Baduce in America, and the Seligman Bank of Basel. And then Seligman and the other Swiss bank branched out to the Credit Suisse, also for counterintelligence and funding fascist organizations. So these two groups were founded, and the banks, the main banks in Basel, Switzerland, got the bulk of the money started and used the CIA and the former OSS people to set up these assassination teams. Now, the board of Centro Mondiale Commerciale was written up in Italy in 1967, also in Who's Who of the Southwest. Clay Shaw is mentioned there. They included the top Italian officials, a Swiss professor, Max Hegemann, the owner and editor of Nationale Zeitung, Swiss minister Ernest Feiss, Professor Edgar Salin from the University of Basel, Dr. Enrico Mantello, the brother of George Mandel, who was the power behind forming the organization in 1959. Frank Nagy, who also from Hungary worked with this international fascist group. He was the leader of an anti-communist countrymen's party, president of Permandex, which was the Rome office of CMC. They had branches all over the world, but Permandex was the Rome office, and this Frank Nagy was the common denominator there, besides being in Dallas, Texas, when John Kennedy was murdered, being on the board with Clay Shaw in New Orleans, and a close associate of J. Edgar Hoover. He bought a huge estate, I believe, in Virginia, Frank Nagy. His family all moved over here from Hungary. He was a multi-millionaire who left Europe after the war and worked in all the various countries, Africa, South America, and just happened coincidentally, as I say, to be in Dallas when Kennedy was killed. And the connections, of course, were very plain after we did 5 or 10 years to the New Orleans to Clay Shaw. I mean, it didn't take Jim Garrison, well, till 1967 to make his connections there of Clay Shaw to David Ferry, to the OSS, to Reinhard Gehlen. And I believe when I was in New Orleans, Jim Garrison said that Clay Shaw was one of the first people to interview Reinhard Gehlen before he was dressed as a general and brought to the United States to form the CIA. Now, the board of Permandex was in Rome. It was set up by Prince Gutierrez di Spadafora, the head of the Mafia Syndicate from Sicily, and his son married the daughter of Hallmar Schacht, Adolf Hitler's Minister of Finance. You've heard me mention his name before. So on the board of Permandex, on the board of the organization set up by the CIA and the OSS, is a man whose son married the daughter of Hallmar Schacht. And then Otto Skorzeny had a child who married the daughter, forget whether it was the daughter, the son of Hallmar Schacht. I should know it now. So Otto Skorzeny, called the most dangerous man in Europe, a genius of counterintelligence for Adolf Hitler and Mussolini, who was released and walked out of jail, set up his international headquarters in Madrid for Martin Bormann and Licio Gelli and the Masonic P2 gang that were going to overthrow Italy and put in the new Il Duce, the Borghese cousin. These people were related to each other. You can imagine a family party of Hallmar Schacht, who was released by John J. McCloy of the Warren Commission. Hallmar Schacht, Otto Skorzeny, Prince di Spadafora. You could see a Christmas celebration where all of them and their children are together, and they are all on the board of directors, or they're the gunmen or the money men for the international group that was formed as early as 1943 to get ready for World War III. Now, the background of these people on the board, I'm just naming a few of them because you won't remember all the names anyway, but Mr. Giorgio Mantello, according to Paris Flamand, was condemned for criminal activities. They contributed to Jacques Sousteau, the Frenchman who was behind the assassination attempt of de Gaulle, Charles de Gaulle. The first stories that came out exposing the international links were set up by Charles de Gaulle when there was an attempt to murder him. And then a book came out called Farewell America. And then that book led to the Torbett document, and the Paris Lamont book had these international connections too. Now, the reason I'm bringing them up now and not on the anniversary of Kennedy's death is that the names are in the news today, and these people are still functioning and moving, and they're well funded. Another member of Permandex in the Centro Mondiale was Giuseppe Zicoda, Zigiotti, Zitoi, I can't pronounce Italian name, Zigiotti, a member of this group, the Permanex group, president of the Fascist National Association for Militia and Arms and Weapons, Mr. H. Simonfe, Hungarian refugee, director of the BODA Agency for Provocative Information on Socialists. The Who's Who included Major L.M. Bloomfield, formerly OSS with Clay Shaw, affiliated with the CIA, both of them, who held 50% of the stock of this Permandex operation, of these two corporations. There were 5,000 shares. He held 250,000 shares and was actively involved with control Le Credit Suisse of Canada, the Canscott Realty Corporation, the Israeli Continental Company. And again, here is Israel working with Permandex, working with the international fascists, with the international mafia team. One of the high financial backers of these organizations was Dr. David Biegun, B-I-E-G-U-N, National Secretary of the National Committee for Labor in Israel, with offices in New York City. When the two companies were kicked out of Italy in 1962 for suspicious activity, they went to Johannesburg, and allegedly a Jew, Dr. David Biegun, was the one to arrange the financial moving from Rome and Switzerland to Johannesburg, South Africa. This was in Pesach Sera newspaper, March 18th, 1967. This is not just the Vatican that's involved in these conspiracies, but I believe, again, that many of the leaders in Israel are not actually Jewish, but were handpicked by the international fascist group. Now, in 1967, before the Torbett document came out, the Italian newspaper, March 18th, was asking these questions after Clay Shaw was arrested. And the questions were quoted in Paris Lavon's book. There was unlimited sums of money going to these two companies. The CMC was the shortcut name for the Permanex operation. Who was getting it? 5 years of activity. This is from 1961 to 1967. It seemed to begin nowhere and go nowhere. It accomplished little or accomplished nothing. It received money from unnamed sources. Now, that's interesting because John Kennedy was already murdered, and Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King were going to be killed the next year. But they hadn't traced it in 1967. They said it accomplished little while countries were being overthrown in Central America, South America, Egypt. Otto Skorzeny and the Nazi Bormann Brotherhood were training Nasser and Sadat. And Gaddafi is a colonel, a young person. The money was being used, but they hadn't yet made the connections. And the article said it delivered to anonymous persons for causes, vast sums, and the institution in Rome and in Johannesburg would change presidents and directors. They changed 10 times every 6 months, but the men who controlled its destinies are always the same. Then the Italian newspaper said that the Centro Mondiale Commerciale is the creature of the CIA, set up as a cover for the transfer of CIA money. The funds would go to Italy for illegal political espionage. It was a point of contact, this is a quotation, for persons with a common denominator who were anti-communist. It will swallow up all those in the world who have fought for decent relations between the East and West, including John Kennedy. So evidently, I take that back, in 1967, they figured out that John Kennedy had been swallowed up, or they based it on the fact that Clay Shaw had arrested, Jim Garrison had arrested Clay Shaw for a part in the killing of the murder, and Clay Shaw was on the board of directors, one of the founders of Centro Mondiale Commerciale, and that it was a cover for the CIA. Now, if the CIA wasn't putting money in there, they certainly controlled the Warren Commission, they controlled Earl Warren, they controlled the questions, the agents, in fact, Alan Dulles, who set up Clay Shaw and Mr. Bloomfield and the OSS, And the CIA was on the Warren Commission to make sure that he handled all the conspiracy aspects of the Kennedy murder, as was John J. McCloy, who released the Nazis, who got the Bormann Brotherhood going again, and Otto Scorsese and Hallmar Schacht and all those relatives were released by the very people that were on the Warren Commission. So the money was going from the United States to Italy and was mentioned in this article, and they referred to the mysterious financial manipulations, the people from the fascist organizations, the far right, the father-in-law of Hitler's finance minister, the former member of Mussolini's cabinet. So when Jim Garrison arrested Clay Shaw, he did a monumental thing in smoking out in the press of Europe these connections. And when the 1967 articles came out, Paris Flammonde's book was then published, and it was the information he got from Jim Garrison in New Orleans. He gave credit to Jim Garrison when he wrote the book, The Kennedy Conspiracy, bringing in all these people. And then a few years later, David Copeland, who used the title The Torbit Doctrine, and Bill Boxley, formerly of the CIA, and another person, I believe, these were the combinations, got out under a nom de plume the story of the cabal and the assassination. Known, and maybe you have it, and if you don't have it, you can order copies of it, the Torbit document copied. It's $15. It's an unpublished manuscript if you want to own it, and you should. And among the people mentioned as playing a role, particularly from the Texas Southwest area, was Lyndon Johnson and Mr. Bloomfield from up in Canada, Frank Nagy, who was in Dallas when Kennedy was killed, Carlos Prieto Siqueiros, who had the gambling syndicate over in Cuba, with Mr. Clifford Jones, Bobby Baker. There was H.L. Hunt, Mr. Louis McWilley, Roy Cohn. I mean, these people are still active. Roy Cohn is close to Helene Von Dahm. I have pictures of them together. If Christian Von Dahm, her husband, is making deals with the cocaine chief and the Bank of America, they never have stopped their connections to the drugs. The names are in the news today, so the Torbit document and the Kennedy conspiracy are timely and always will be timely, because some of these are dead and their names come up and some are alive and they're still functioning under the same capacity. Another man mentioned was Fred Korth. He was kicked out of the Navy. He was Secretary of the Navy. John Kennedy kicked him out a few weeks before Kennedy was murdered because of the scandals of the airplane contracts, the F-111 that kept crashing during the Vietnam War. I have one book on just the F-111s going down. Fred Korth was handling for the banks in the Fort Worth, Dallas, Fort Worth area, the contracts with F-111. And his attorney was a man who represented Mr. Ekdahl, Marina Oswald's attorney, when she wanted a divorce from Mr. Ekdahl. Fred Korth had the same attorney. They all worked close together. And then linking to the Texas entourage was Guy Bannister and Robert Mayhew from Chicago FBI, and then Guy Bannister goes down to New Orleans to open an office that's back-to-back to Lee Harvey Oswald in New Orleans. The Permandex and the Centro Mondial Commercial were set up, and the articles in Time and Newsweek of the Vatican this week refer to the funds in 1942 that were unleashed. See, Mussolini gave the Vatican $89 million in 1929 that sat there, and when World War II was over, that money went into funding and to these banks to set up later these kinds of organizations that would be the hit team to keep the world safe, as I say, for royalty and the Inquisition, to wipe out the Antichrist if it's Russia, and set up a machinery whereby anybody who stood in their way would be killed. As I say, you can get the Torbit document. It is available if you write to me, and I have some statistics and figures and quotations on the printed sheet that comes with this broadcast. If you send for sheets and you hear this program on the radio, you can write to me at Box 22511, Carmel 93922, and send a self-addressed stamped envelope, and I'll send you a bibliography of these programs. But because Princess Borghese, again, is mentioned, and this Clifford Jones over in Athens, they're still operating casinos. They still have a lot of money. They're still pushing their products. They're linked to the fascist organizations. And with Jelly coming home now, maybe the lid will be put on some of the investigations. If he was arrested, as I heard he was this evening, maybe that'll close the story. He'll pull money out of his Swiss banks that is funded into there and pay off the debts of the Vatican so that there's no more investigation. It'll be interesting to see what follows. But in the meantime, my time is up. It's the end of 1 hour. And hopefully within the next week or two, I will outline those other articles and share them with you because they're so important. And there may be certain keywords or names that you are missing. So if you have them side by side, the Wall Street Journal and Time and Newsweek, and I outline certain keys or clues of what happened in the past and what to look for in the future, you hold on the articles, they'll be more valuable than my just throwing a lot of names on the air. So that time is up. It's the end of 1 hour. This is Mae Brussel at KAZU-FM in Pacific Grove. I'll be back with you next week.